Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Myers is here, too. Jay's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, the author of an award-winning book, Keep Swinging, and he's a regular Main Street small business owner, just like you, just like me, and he's our good friend. Jay Myers, welcome back.
Appreciate it, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Jay, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today is to get you to reflect on how your business, how you've been handling the management of your business in this new normal that we've had since 2008. A lot of people are marking, their careers pre-2008, post-2008. And there are a lot of things that are creating this new normal that we have in the economy right now, aren't there?
Yeah, there really are. I think, Jim, one of the difficulties that we've had the challenge, all these different ingredients, has been the fact that we've actually grown the business during the recession. 2008, we actually, from year over year, from 07 to 08, we went from like $11.5 million to over $14.5 million.
Yeah.
So we had a big jump up there. And then I think it was probably 2009 where we kind of probably had our first, real impact of the recession. We had a little bit of a down year and dropped about $1 million in income.
Well, to be fair, I mean, most people didn't even know that there was going to – I mean, the recession actually started in 07, but the real hit happened in the fall of 08. So a lot of people had good 08s because they already had business in place.
That's kind of the way we were at that time. We took our hit, as I said, in 09, and then 10, we jumped up to 17.5, and then 2011, we had this ridiculous year. Went over $25 million, and so, here we are, 2012, we're almost at the mid-year point, and we're having a good year. We're actually right at our 2011 numbers, but our forecast for the rest of the year, it's just kind of... it's a little bit.
Why do you think things are slowing? You think you're settling back into what you really should be doing? Last year was kind of an aberration, or do you think it's a trend?
Well, I think that we're probably back to where we really have settled into a spot where we're kind of doing the work that other than really we had a couple of really big deals in 2011 that pushed those numbers up. We don't have those in 2012.
And you got to be careful not to establish those kinds of years as your standard year with regard to payroll and investment, don't you?
Well, that's right. And I think one of the challenges that we've had this particular year is that we looked at what happened in 2011, and we just had a lot of HR human resource problems, personnel things, some of our quality of our work just slipped, honestly, and we didn't like that. We don't ever like that. And so we spent this year, first half of it in particular, trying to fix things, actually. And in doing so, we very frankly had to make some personnel changes and some people that, just weren't going to kind of make the grade.
Tough decisions.
We had to do some things. Yeah.
Tough decisions,
we had to make some changes. Yes. And sometimes, Jim, I think when you get caught up, particularly last year, and having a big year, I think sometimes you ignore some things that, you kind of just move on and you don't pay attention to some situations that were sitting there because, hey, business is good. You just don't worry about it.
Right. Not too much is learned from extreme success. Most of the things we learn of, and this is the thing that we need to remember at this time, Jay, I think, is that most of the things that we learn of enduring quality, of enduring value, we learn when things are tough, not when things are great.
I 100% agree, and I think that we, you know, we learned a lot, you know, after years ago we had the big embezzlement crisis and everything. We had to circle the wagon. So
that was just to remind folks, that was when you had an employee who stole from you and you had to deal with all that. It almost took you down.
It almost took me down. And then, you know, years later, that, you know, that's the one that was pretty dramatic. But years later, about 4 years later, actually had a situation where, you know, we just had some other personnel things happen and all, and had to replace my whole sales team, and that was difficult as well. And so, you know, things happen in business.
How did you find the will and the resolve to make those kinds of wholesale changes? I mean, that was some of those changes, especially the sales team thing. How did you find that? What motivated you to do that? I mean, people are out there right now and feeling like they need to make some big changes, and they just can't seem to pull the trigger. What help them out?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a case of survival. I think in my case, you know, I'm not that smart. You know, don't give me too much credit. I think it was a case of, you know, necessity, really. In our case, I mean, we hire people that know how to work hard. We're not that, you know, high-level kind of thing that we look at all these different things. Yes, we're a technology company. Yes, we sell video conferencing, all these different types of things. But I think at the end of the day, our whole focus is the fact of people have to be able to work hard. And the people that work, you know, for my company and everything, many of them have been there a long time, Jim, 5, 10 plus years and everything. And they're there because they work hard. And they have the professional attributes. The ones that don't know how to work hard and don't bring it every day, you know, they probably need to find another place to do things because it's just not a good fit. So, but, you know, when we're out there, we're interviewing and looking for people, it's just basic with us. Do you know how to work hard? When you come in every morning or whatever, are you ready to work? You know, and that's the kind of thing that we, because you can teach the technology, we do to our folks, but you can't teach people how to work hard. They either know
you
how
can't
to do it or
coach, you can't coach attitude, can you? You can't create attitude. That's the reason. That's what I've said for a long time. Find me a smart person who will work. I'll teach them everything they need to know.
That's pretty much it for us, too. I mean, we just we've been fortunate. You know, we've had some really, really good people. My top technical guys have been with me gosh, for almost as long as the business has been around, for 15 years, that kind of thing. And, you know, our core management team is very, very strong. We've been able to withstand a lot of different things through the years. And, yeah, back in 2007, we had to replace that whole sales team. That was gut check. It was time to kind of figure out what
but,
we were made
but
of.
He pulled, and, but, he pulled the, but he pulled the trigger, folks. He did what he had to do, and that's what, you know, I don't know where you are, but there are a lot of folks out there who need to do that. I'm going to take a quick break, 20 after, right back with Jay Myers. His book is called Keep Swinging. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Turn around and see you in a quiet place. Watch for the emotions on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.